Good morning. How are you guys doing? Nice. Today is an exciting day because it's Sabbath. We get to come to church and rest, but this rest is kind of extra special for some of you up here because it's the first day of summer rest for a lot of us too. Yesterday was the final day of school. It was a little bit sad, but exciting. Exciting. The kids are growing up so fast. I want to tell you about somebody this morning that you've read about in the Bible. Who was it that God used to get the Israelites out of Egypt? Oh, nice. Say that one more time.
Moses.
Moses. Nice. Moses did all sorts of cool things. Actually, God did all sorts of cool things through Moses. One time, God actually invited Moses up a mountain. Actually, a couple of times he did. One time he gave him 10 commandments. And do you remember what Moses did with the 10 commandments the first time God gave them to him? Does anybody know? The first time God gave Moses the 10 commandments, he came marching down the mountain. And he saw the Israelites, they weren't doing very cool things. And so what did he do with the Ten Commandments? Does anyone know? Oh, this guy's on it. He smashed them. He smashed them. He got so mad, he threw them down and smashed them. Well, then they went through some things. And so God asked him to do it again. Come back up the mountain. Let's get the Ten Commandments the second time. And the second time, something kind of cool happens when he comes down. It says this in Exodus 34:29, when Moses came down the mountain carrying the stone tablets inscribed with the terms of the covenant, he wasn't aware that his face glowed because he had spoken to the Lord. And when Aaron and the people of Israel saw the radiance of Moses' face, they were afraid to come near him. Crazy. He spoke to God. In fact, if you were to really read that, he actually asks God to speak to him face to face. He says, show me your glory. Can you come talk with me? And God says, actually, I'm too glorious. So here's what I'll do. I'll cover you up. I'll walk past you. And then at the last second, I'll release and you can see my back. And his back was so glorious that Moses' face glowed. I think that story means more than just that. I think what the Bible is also trying to tell us is when we hang out with God, when we pray to God, when we have a relationship with God, we actually look different to other people. We actually look different because when things don't go well, somehow we're still happy. And when things go really well, we're still happy. And so some of you guys know that I love science. I love science because it's actually the study of the world around us that God made a long time ago. He spoke it and it happened. And there was this one physicist. There was this one physicist in 1929. Who can guess? This is a cheating one, but we're going to cheat. Who can guess what this scientist's name is that I'm thinking of? Oh, you young lady. Who do you think it is?
Robert Jameson Van de Graaff.
Oh, she guessed it first try. It's like she was already knew the answer. That's so crazy. He invented this thing called the Van de Graaff generator. The Van de Graaff generator is something you plug in, you turn on, you can put your hands on it, and your hair will start to stand up. It's pretty cool. In fact, we have one at Roseburg Junior Academy, and that's kind of fun. The boys seem to like to just plug it in, turn it on, and just shock themselves repeatedly. It's really strange. We don't want to get that dangerous, so I have a miniature one, actually. This is a miniature Van de Graaff generator. They call it a fun fly stick. Science doesn't sell as well as toys do. And so they try to turn it into a toy, and if you press the button, it hums. It's just a rubber band going around, and it actually separates protons and electrons. Have you guys ever taken off your shoes and rubbed your feet on the carpet, and then you go and touch a friend or a doorknob? What kind of electricity do we call that?
Static electricity.
Yeah, static electricity. It's the same thing as lightning. Lightning is just static electricity. It's way out of control. I want to show you something with this. So hold on just a second.
Up. It's having a good day. He's having a good day, right? But then life comes through and, oh, he's all, but then he starts praying. Oh, he gets away. Oh, look at that. He's all charged up. And he's having good times again. And he got too far away, so he's gone. And we can do that with other ones, too. So we charge him up. We charge him up. And then he can just kind of float there. And he's having a good time. But what happens when somebody, oh, not good stuff. He just falls. But then he can remember God's got his back. God's there for him. God's got it under control. And when that's happening, we can just kind of float and be safe.
What I want you guys to remember, and in fact, after church, if you really, is it stuck to me? I see people laughing. I don't know what you're laughing about. Okay. After church, if you want to, you guys can try it out. You can try it out. It's static electricity. Static electricity was made by God. It's true. It's protons and electrons. It's opposites attract. It's all sorts of things. God made that happen. But when I see it, I see when we're all charged up for God, we're just all spread out. Everybody can see how happy we are. Everybody can see that there's something different about us. And they'll actually come up to us and say, "Why are you so happy all the time?" And you can say, "Oh, I got a good friend named God. I'd love to tell you about him. He's changed my life." And other times we have things that don't go so well and we start to get kind of crumpled and tired out. And we can pray, and we can have good friends around us, and we can ask God to help us, and he will charge us back up so that we're ready to spread more love of him to everybody around us. That's Van de Graaff generator, miniaturized. After church, if you want to, you're welcome to try it out. We'll go out of the sanctuary, and you can chase around and stick it to the wall and all sorts of stuff. I want you guys to always remember that your parents, your grandparents, they love you, but God loves you so much. He always has your back. He's always with you, and he has great plans for you. I'd love to close with prayer, and then you can go back to your seats. Dear God, I want to thank you for each one of these amazing kids up here this morning. Lord, this church cares for these kids. It's true. We will do anything we can to help them. But you love them even more, and you have great plans for their life. So this morning, we want to lift them up to you. We want to ask for you to protect them and for you to show them each day how much you love them and you care for them and you have plans for them. So Lord, we give them to you and we give this church to you. We thank you for all you do for us. Amen. Can you guys pause for just a second? I should have done this during announcements. I'm sorry. You guys are so patient, though. Tomorrow, I think, is a men's breakfast thing. My wife gets to cook some of the food, and so if you're coming, I know this is weird, but if you're coming, can you raise your hand just so we know if there's like one person or like 12 people?